Welcome to Hallway Conversations, Directions Media's interview series with geospatial insiders and outsiders. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor. This month was the grand finale of the New York City Economic Development Corporation's Big Apps competition. The contest, with cash prizes, was looking for, quote, the most useful, inventive, appealing, effective, and commercially viable applications for delivering information from the City of New York's NYC.gov data mine to interested users, unquote. The overall winner was an application called Wayfinder NYC. I spoke to its developers, Stephen Lau and Victor Sima, on February 12th, the first day of the Winter Olympics. I'm joined in a hallway conversation with Victor Sima and Stephen Lau, who together put together Wayfinder NYC, which was the big winner in the first annual New York City Big Apps competition. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, Adina.
Let's start with what the app is.
The app is basically an Android phone application, which kind of helps you travel and traverse the public transit in New York, you know, the subway at this moment, and eventually the bus. But right now, it's the subway and New Jersey PATH stations. So basically, some of the features is that it gives you walking directions from where you are to any particular subway, and also displays the closest subway line's current location.
It doesn't just display it on a map, right?
Right. I think what's different about this than, you know, a normal map printed, or even just a version of the map on your mobile device, is that it utilizes GPS location tracking and also your camera on your phone. So you can actually physically point your camera around and it will display where the nearest stations are and constantly update to what you're pointing your camera towards or your phone towards.
Okay, so that's really augmented reality kind of stuff, because you're adding this extra layer of information onto what you're actually looking at. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now why did you decide to do it that way than just on a map? Because you certainly could have done that.
Augmented reality is a really new technology, and the app really started out as a tech demo based around augmented reality. The data sets like the subway and New Jersey PATH kind of were kind of an afterthought almost at that point. After we got that tech demo working, we decided to really focus on it, and make it a full app.
Now, do you think that's one of the things that made it the big winner in the apps competition?
I think that definitely helped. Being on the cutting edge at that point kind of helped our win, definitely.
Now, what is it about augmented reality that is getting people excited? And I have to tell you a story, just so you know. I'm involved with the Geospatial Revolution Project, which is a PBS video that they're developing out of WPSU in Pennsylvania about geospatial technologies. And mm-hmm. I was sitting in a meeting about it a couple weeks ago, and we were sort of talking about modern applications, and one of the fellows brought up your app as like the most amazing thing he had ever seen. So people are really getting excited about it. Now, what is it about it that's this big, huge leap over just great maps or great, you know, satellite images and aerial photographs?
I think it's really just taking your personal experience into account. Whether you're staring at a regular print map, you have to sort of decipher it, whereas it feels like augmented reality is sort of working around you.
Yeah, it has that sort of real-life quality about it.
Exactly, yes.
Now, were there any challenges in putting together the subway or the PATH information onto this view through the camera?
Yes, Victor can tell you about that.
Basically, you need some key data. Obviously, where you are, your latitude and your current latitude and longitude, and also all the subway stops, latitude and longitude also. And from that, you can calculate your bearing and where your heading is, so you can display the correct information within the field of view of your camera.
Well, one thing that, one challenge was that we actually had to go in, and even though we received the data from the city as to where all the subway stops were, we had to verify where they actually were on a map just to make sure that they were in the correct spot, because sometimes this, on the map, it would tell us where station was, and it was half a block away. And with our app, since you're relying on such personal visual data that we couldn't just direct them to a general location. We had to make sure that it was leading you to the correct place. So it couldn't just be a rough estimate. It had to be pretty exact.
Well, now at this point, we claim we have better data than the MTA.
So are you going to like sell that data? What are you going to do with it?
I just use it internally for our app.
That is not what I expected you to say when I said, what challenges did you have? I would have thought that information would be out there and would be pretty accurate.
Well, for the most part, it is. I think one of the things that it just has to take into account when they're making the map is that, you know, most of these stops have several locations to go in and out of, and they sort of just put the spot in the middle, whereas we just had to find where they exactly were.
That's a good point. So, in fact, to build one of these augmented reality applications, you really do need very detailed data. As you point out, you can't just be close. If you say you're going to bring them to the entrance to the station, you have to bring them to the entrance of the station.
Right. That's something I don't think we really anticipated having to do until we were really into it.
Now, when did this move from just being sort of a research project into being an app that you were going to submit for this competition?
We were already working on the application when we found out about the contest. So it was almost as if, it was just great timing, really, that the city released all that data when we were ready, almost pretty much ready to release an app.
Right, but you guys don't have an actual company, do you?
No, I do a lot of my own projects. I'm a freelance software engineer. When I'm not working on other projects, I'm doing my own.
So the timing was right. You were sort of partway through this. You saw that the competition, and then you decided to throw your hat in. Did you really think you had a chance?
We thought there were a lot of prizes, and we thought, you know, maybe we can win one, and maybe there's a good chance. There were over 80 submissions, but yeah, we really had no idea that we would win the grand prize. No clue.
Yeah, I don't think that was really in my consideration. There was one for most popular where people could vote, and you know, we were trying to get all our friends to sort of submit votes, but I don't really think we anticipated the actual the grand prize.
Well, cool. Now you've got all of the word of mouth and all of the PR that goes along with being the big winner. Can you give us a sneak preview of what you're working on next?
Well, I think we're going to incorporate the bus information. So you can find all your nearest bus lines, and hopefully also give times when the next bus is leaving that station.
Now, would that be real-time data or just the time off the schedules?
Basically the time off the schedules, basically, yeah.
Okay, so New York City isn't yet publishing the actual locations of the buses based on GPS or something?
I think they're demoing that technology on one line, but it's not available for the full system.
Right, yeah, we're in the same position here in Boston, and I'm really looking forward to having real-time bus information, especially since it's been so cold. That'd be great.
Right.
Now, are you expanding to some other geographies?
Steven?
Yeah, we just released a version for Vancouver since the Olympics, they start today, actually.
Oh, excellent timing.
Yeah, this one was a little bit more planned out than the New York one, so I think we were more purposeful in releasing this one. Talked about other cities as well, but because of the timing of the Olympics, we definitely targeted Vancouver next.
And Vancouver is one of those cities that is starting to share its data. So did you get some good data sets to work with?
Yes, we got all the data, the bus, the SkyTrain, West Coast Express, and the C-Bus. Yeah, so all that data was available through the, I think it was the translink.ca site.
So did you have to go through and confirm those locations as well?
No, we didn't. We're hoping that, you know, they have better data than the MTA. So in that version, we did take their word for it.
Yeah, we've talked about actually going out there to make sure it all works, but it's a little tough to get flights out there come Olympics time.
Sure. Well, and hopefully you're going to get some good feedback, and I mean that valuable feedback as folks start to use it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this could be the beginning of something big. Do you expect this to turn into a long-term money-making venture or what?
Not sure. It was definitely been a lot busier since the big apps because of all the media attention. So we're trying to channel some of that and just get more attention to the app and to the Vancouver version as well. Victor?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean,
fair enough. So it sounds like everything's sort of a work in progress, and we'll see how it goes.
Right. I mean, we never had any sort of specific mission statement or anything. It literally was just the two of us working in a coffee shop in our free time between projects.
Well, this makes for a great story, and the Vancouver app is hitting it at just the right time. So I want to thank you for your time, Victor and Stephen, and wish you the best of luck with Wayfinder Mobile.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a hallway conversation with Stephen Lau and Victor Sima, developers of Wayfinder NYC. If you have questions or comments about today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.